This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
So we're back. We're catching up about summer, back to school. See if anyone's pregnant.
Could be anyone. Anyone could be pregnant.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
I turned my phone off today for like 70% of the day. And it was so nice. I was like, this is what I need. I've gotten so used to, especially because my new kitchen is like so segregated from the rest of the family. I can just like easily look at something really fast without the kids seeing me. And then I'm just like in there, like checking it. So I've totally just like shut it down and then like turned it on when everyone was down, spent the 10 minutes. Like it felt more like work. It felt more like the tool. Anyway, this is my new thing. I feel like I'm going to do this more. Cause I'm just like, if it's on, it's too hard.
I've pretty much lost like all of my Lenten practices with the phone. But one thing I kept for a longer time was, turning it off at night so that it would be off in the morning and then it would be off longer. That just kind of helped it not be the first thing I checked when I got downstairs.
So NFP stuff, I'm pregnant. You are not pregnant. It was literally anyone's guess, though. It could have been both of us, neither of us, or you. And I haven't done this with you. Can I walk you through my chart?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been like meaning to do this and we come back. Okay. It felt like a lot longer, but we started trying in April, like end of April. Cause I'm like fertile Myrtle over here. Like 4 out of 4 got pregnant the first time. And so I was definitely expecting that just like with the track record. Although last May, my like mucus did decrease a ton. And I still don't know totally why. You know, I've seen my OB, my Napro specialist.
In like this, in these last few months, that May.
No, last May.
Oh.
Like it was after I got my COVID shot. I didn't want to say that, but like that is when it happened. Alex doesn't think it's related. I think a lot of people have said that their cycle changed when they either got COVID or when they got a shot. I was like, well, I mean, it's fine. It's like, I don't know that's what it was anyway.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a crazy, crazy spread that I didn't get pregnant right away because I was like, okay, like this has already decreased. And then I turned 30 this summer. So I was like, maybe it like starts to decrease when you turn 30. I don't know. But in April, I don't know. I had like a normal amount of mucus and there's a lot of eyes on here. So no baby. And then in May, was May the month that I thought I was pregnant and told you I was pregnant?
Either May or June.
May or June. It's June because I have this 34-day long cycle. I was like super tender, just like, super long cycle. And so I was like, I texted you and I think two other people. I was like, I don't have a positive test, but I'm definitely pregnant.
Yeah. It was like, I'm pregnant. No positive test. And I was like, okay.
You were the only one that was like, okay, let me know when it's positive. Yeah. I just was like, I have a feeling, it's because it is. I think I had one or two other symptoms also, but it was just like about to start my period symptoms. But I mean, 34 days. That was a super long cycle for me. And then in August, we got pregnant. So I'm like 6.5 weeks pregnant right now.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I'm tired. I've definitely been napping a lot more. So you'd be proud of me. Yeah. And when I nap, I like lose all consciousness. And it's not like a deep rest. It's like I wake up and I'm like, did I even just sleep? Like, I don't even know what just happened. It's like those kind of naps. So, but like, I haven't been feeling like hardly any nausea. I do feel hungry a lot, which is like my telltale pregnant sign, which is why I usually gain so much weight. I'm like always trying to like just like moderate and like work out, which it's like fine to eat. But like my first two pregnancies, I gained like so much weight that it was like a challenge then. But then I have this problem where I'm like hungry, especially at lunchtime, and like the kids are down and I'm hungry and it's my time to like rest and do stuff. But I like can't make myself do stuff because I'm hungry and I can't make food because I'm too hungry to do anything. It's like a bad, so I'm trying to stock up on more like frozen burritos just to like, I need one to get me going. Yeah. But like really very, very low symptoms. And it's been like 3 years since I've been pregnant. Cause the kids are like 2.5, 4.5, and 6.5 right now. Yeah. There is definitely a part of me that's like, I don't know. Like I'm like a little bit nervous that I'm going to have a miscarriage or something because I'm just like, this seems really mild and I don't know. So I don't know. It's all in God's hands. Feel good about it.
I definitely know the dilemma of, am I more hungry or more tired?
It's a hard one.
But for me, I cannot, even if I'm super tired, I can't nap if I'm hungry. Yeah, so I always have to go and eat something.
Yes.
Yeah. So exciting. So spring, end of April, yes. Right?
End of April is my due date, but all of them have come like 2 weeks early. So I'm expecting mid-April. So Cece cried when she first found out because she said she wanted to hold the baby. She was so sad that she couldn't. The other kids are very excited. They're all so excited. And they're cute. They still like keep telling random friends or people that I'm pregnant when I'm out of the room, which is fine because like we've told everyone, it's like not a secret at all. And like other kids like don't know how to process that information. I'll hear them. They'll be like, my mom's pregnant. And other kids just like, don't like, it's not a common enough phrase that other 2.5 and 4-year-olds just like are like, So it's cute. Paul asked if the baby can sleep in their bedroom. And I said, yeah, like, what do you think? And he said, baby can definitely sleep in our bedroom. And Cece said, the baby can definitely sleep in my tummy. And Clara was like, we should think about this. Yeah. Because she already knows what it's like. She's in a room with two other siblings. She's like, this is going to be a lot. I can tell. But yeah, you're not pregnant this month.
I'm not pregnant. Still happily so. John is going to be 16 months soon. Mm-hmm. So we're right around the longest spacing. Mm-hmm. And definitely mm-hmm. the most number of cycles. Mm-hmm. Avoiding. So it's a cool mm-hmm. different place to be, feeling a lot more confident in my charting and my cycle these days, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Vance just turned 7. We were at Annie's house for that. It was fun, super fun. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, she has 2 cavities. Oh,
I'm so
I don't
sorry.
Know what is wrong with us. Just like no, doubled down on the flossing and the brushing, and she got cavities. Zaylee's 5 and Kiara's 3 and John is 1.
So everyone's like 7 and under. Annual birthday here. Super I fun. Know.
And our next planned visit to South Bend would be end-ish of April. So now it's like, yeah. Oh gosh.
It would be great if I had baby mid-April and then you came at end of April, and that would be super fun. I feel like I'd be in like baby glow, you know? Yeah. The thought of having you guys stay somewhere else now is like very upsetting. So, I mean, if I had to, I would accept it, but I'd be like,
that's just so funny to me because if people offer to come and visit me and stay somewhere else, I'm like, yes, please. Like, that would be great. Then we can see you and I don't have to host you. Still such a growth edge for me.
Well, I mean, because I've been thinking a lot about this whole hosting thing. We had people over for dinner tonight and it's always like, I think about it a lot. And I, you know, I think there's a balance of like, or like some people just love hosting so much. I love having people over for sure. And I kind of feel like it's a little bit different because like my hosting is very, very simple. And while our friends were here, friends who like we've never had over for dinner before, never like said more than two words to the husband, like not good, good friends by any means. Like I was starting the dishwasher. I was like wiping the table. Like by the time they left, like the house was like I think I had five more minutes of dishes to do after they left. Like I can't have it be a whole ordeal. After you guys left, things were really easy. Also, it wasn't a big deal. Doing the sheets after you guys left took me like 8 days. I was dragging my feet. I would like wash one thing a day. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so many blankets. Cause I've never had that many sheets and blankets. And it was fine. It was just like, I was so dragging it out. that was the only thing that I was like, whoa. Also, our dryer sucks and you have to like do it like three times for it to actually dry a blanket. So I think that was part of it. And I'm getting used to like having a dryer in the basement. No, but hosting you guys was fun. And having you stay here means we get to like hang out at night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And that you're like here in the morning. When you guys have come to visit us in the past and you haven't slept with us, kids are still napping at the house. So we still have to like set up beds mm-hmm. and do a whole like setup for things. So it didn't feel like more. Plus, it doesn't feel like we have babies crawling everywhere anymore. The majority of our kids now are like three and mm-hmm. like 3 to 7. It doesn't feel like baby land anymore. And just trying to like people are like playing well together, playing independently, helping. It just feels like a much easier age right now than it was a few years ago.
Yeah. 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 No, I know what you mean. The difference is interesting in hosting when people want to host because they love to like make a extravagant meal. That's like their love language mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. the decorating or something. But yeah, that doesn't seem sustainable to me. So I'm trying to adapt and learn from your way. Cause I'm like, yeah, if I thought about people coming over as like, it won't be a way more work in the kitchen or pushed bedtime back. It would just be like a normal evening. Like, that is mm-hmm. the pretty different, but then it's hard. It's a hard balance for me. Cause I like want to enjoy it's the boundaries, right? Of like, oh, they're here. So let's just like, this never happens. So let's just hang out longer. It's fine. And then being like, oh yeah, I could not do that every week.
I am always kicking people out and I'm always floored that I have to do it. Kicking. It's a strong word, but like I tell people 4 to 6 and like 6:02 rolls around and I'm like, it is 6:02 in my mind. Like, what is happening? Because if someone told me 4 to 6, I would be out of there at 5:55. Like, I would be like, I do not want to overstay my visit. And I absolutely hate, Alex has told me, he's like, people are having so much fun. They love coming here. They're just so excited. They don't want you to feel bad, like they're running out on you. And I'm like, why would they feel that way? Like I told them to leave at 6. He's like, it's just like, they just want clarity. You got to say like, okay, we're going to get the kids ready for bed now. And I'm like, ew, I don't want to say that. That's so rude. Like that's kicking people out. He's like, no, it's not. And so that's the situation that happened tonight. Okay, we're going to get the kids ready for bed. And it like, I've just like, become comfortable with the fact that it's always going to happen or like almost always going to happen because it keeps happening. So it's obviously me, but I think, yeah, people have to know the boundary and people just like want clarity and people just lose track of time and they're having fun. So yes, me as the host, I'm like, come in, get out. And this is how I keep it going. Oh, it's bizarre.
But you don't host as much in the winter, right? Like you kind of go hard.
Oh. Well, we didn't, but no, because we didn't have the space to host inside, but now we do. So I probably, yeah. There've just been so many people that we've either wanted to connect with from our school or from our parish or from our community and neighborhood, or just like, I don't know, there've been like 3 to 4 dinners like a month. And like we've definitely maybe like 3, but we've like made it. Yeah. Like sustainable and it's not a huge thing. Anyway, we're getting to hosting stuff, which is fun. Cause where that is, where yeah, we're talking
could be
about,
a whole episode.
It could totally be, I do notice because I have been doing it so much, especially this summer. It's like, especially ever since we moved and we've like got the space to do it. I've like seen how people are just like, wow, like this is so much easier the way you do it. Cause I don't do a whole spread. Like I do like really easy food and I put everyone's food on the plate for them. Like nobody gets a choice. No, no one has like just, and then I hand every, like I, we pray before and I hand everyone the food and then it's like, eat. I'm like, there's no serving. There's no cutting. Everything's cut. Everything's done. Take your food. If you don't like it, like tough luck. So I think that's how I make it also easier. Cause I'm like one entree, one side, like that's it. Like I don't make more, like that's what I do normally. I'm not going to
like a protein and a carb.
Yeah. And I don't expect people to ask if they can bring anything either. I think that is like kind of the norm in society. I have not always asked if I'm going to someone else's house. Like if I can, I'll say, what can I bring? But if I can't, I don't say that. That's not like a rule. Like you don't have to bring something when you go to someone's house. They're inviting you over. But people do usually say what they can bring. And I always say something really small and simple, like a bowl of fruit, like a salad. And people oftentimes go like super overboard or make it into like a big thing, or like a lot of people end up bringing like a side and like dessert and like something else. And like, I might already have dessert. They're like, people get excited or just like, no, I think dinners in people's minds do become very, very extra, and it's fine. And it's great. It's just like, for me, want to keep
it. But I feel like, especially with kids, young kids, it's like the point isn't really to linger over a delicious feast. The point is like, let's get some food in our bodies because we came here at dinner time.
Yeah.
But the like, we wanted to just like talk to you. So eat, kids go play. We get some time talking to you and then you leave so that we can have our normal evening.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody cares about the food.
Yeah.
No one's going home saying, man, that was like such a delicious dinner from my house. They're going home saying like, that was fun.
Yeah, no, that's, I think friends who care more than I do. And so I think too much about what food they're making when they host. I'm like, people don't care. People just really love that you invited them over. Like they do not care at all what you're making them.
No one's worried. And they're like, man, I was like, am I going to hate it and have to come home and have another dinner? Oh. But hosting you guys is super easy because you guys are very like easy. And it was funny that like Alex wasn't here the first night you guys were here. And then Chris wasn't here the second night. And it was just like, oh, it's fine. Like, we'll all just come and go and hang out. And like, no one's, I think it's not like this pressure of like, we have to be having fun and amazing conversations like every single second that you're here. It's just like, you're here. I'm like, we're just gonna.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you get 10% off your purchase at chooselife.com.
We've talked about a few cool products that Choose Life has, but I was just looking at their website again today and just bringing it back to the basics of like what I think of when I think of them are like the baby teething necklaces.
Yeah.
And I love ours. I know you have one as well. They're great for especially like 4 to 18 months where you're just like holding baby a lot and they need something to chew on and to teeth on. And just, they have these beautiful rosaries that babies, every single baby I know loves to grab these. They've got cotton cords. The clasp is so secure. These have lifetime warranties. I just want everyone to go check out. If you have a baby or know someone who has a baby, these all have amazing reviews on durability. This is just like the best rosary you could ever have that a baby can hold and grab and suck onto.
Yeah.
I regret saying suck on too, but it's out there.
Laughs and Littles 10 for 10% off your purchase.
Let it flow.
Yeah. I feel like I adopted, because I really appreciated like when we got there and it was food for us and it was like really delicious chicken and yummy bread. Like, here's dinner. Here it is. I was like, yeah, that's great. Mm. And so this last week or so, I've been trying to do that. Plus I did a big Costco run. Mm-hmm. And so as I was making these meals that featured a lot of Costco things, I was like, yep, I think it's finally happened. I think Annie has finally converted me to Costco. Like, I've been using it for a year.
Yeah.
But just now I feel like I'm still only trying to go once a month.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm still a little appalled at how much I spend, but I am like, yeah, there's really great stuff, quality stuff. Mm-hmm. So this last week we had a meal that was like the frozen burritos, but then I made the Instant Pot black beans and some guacamole. Mm-hmm. So it felt like, mm-hmm. here's the beans, here's the guac, here's the burritos. Like simple, mm-hmm. but I made some of it and I didn't make some of it and it was very easy. And I was like, yeah. And then mm-hmm. I think I got the tortellini because I knew everyone would love it. And I was like, that's an easy buy. That's an easy dinner night. So pesto tortellini with bruschetta from the tomatoes from our garden. And I was like, here's some fresh things. Here's some tortellini. Yes. Annie would be proud of me. And I'm proud of me. And I've been making smoothies almost every day. And I've been prepping snacks. Nice. Part of this is back to school also, like having the space and the time mm-hmm. with the kids, the girls all at school in the mornings. What are we going to have for lunch? Let's prep it now. What are we going to have for, you know, like just, it feels good. I'm in a groove.
It's so much cooking. Gosh, we have so many people in our families. It feels like there's like so many mouths. I think the more kids you have, or at least I feel this way of like when my kids were like 2 and 0 and then like 3 and 1, like we didn't do like meals and like you just like eat when you want and we're like snacking and we're on the go and it's like fine. And like now there's this whole like assembly line and it's like we gotta tighten this ship. Like everyone eats now and then we all even puts it away. Like this is why, yes, we need like a system. That's how I feel.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
That has really helped me too. That's been like, yeah, I feel like this last week was just about like little shifts I can make that really change my life. And one of them is the Evangeline helping do the dishes immediately after the meal, because then it makes me do like, it just makes me keep kind of keeping the kitchen clean and tidy. And it's like mm-hmm. more of a clear ending. Like, yeah, that meal's done. There were these things left on these plates, but they're like up here on the counter now. They're not lingering down there for John to like munch on all day.
right.
So it's kind of like, yeah, the tightening it up and being like a system for the meals, I think has really helped me. And then with that, if Evange is going to do the breakfast dishes, I have to wake up early enough to unload mm-hmm. the dishwasher to make this happen. So I finally am waking up before them, which was only like 20 to 30 minutes earlier than I would be waking up. Mm-hmm. Though, of course, now that I'm doing that, they're slowly waking up earlier and earlier. And it's hard because the light turns green on the little clock in their room at 7. Uh-huh. But Kiara is the only one who still takes a nap in that room. So mm-hmm. I have a hard time being like, you have to stay in here until it's green. I'm like, come out really quietly. If you wake up, don't wake anyone else up and like go. Like Evangeline is good at this. She will quietly come out and go do crafting in the attic until a reasonable time. Is mostly I'm like, don't wake Zaylee up. If Zaylee's still asleep, she needs her sleep. So still trying to figure that out, but they're like, oh, where's mom? Like, it's like new and exciting for them. Mm-hmm. They're like, mom's awake. Mm-hmm. There's someone in the kitchen now.
It's like
all summer, like they would come in and wake me up. And I hated it. And I hated starting the day like that. And I couldn't change it. I was just like stuck, just like waking up angry every morning. Like, why are you in here? Go away.
They all woke up at like 6 the first morning you guys were here, and I kept closing them in back to the office. I said, don't come out till 7. I just kept shoving them back in there.
I know. Chris was like, wow, Annie's kids stay in there till seven. Like, I was like, yeah.
Well, it's locked. And then Evange was like, did your mom lock it? And Claire was like, yeah, she locks it every night so we don't sleepwalk. I think I did tell her that like a long time ago, because I legitimately, as a child, would sleepwalk and do dangerous things in my household. Last night I heard Clara sleep talking a little bit. So I bet she, I wouldn't put it past her, but obviously I lock it so that they stay in there. But I liked that she had that in her mind. She was like, yes, it's a safety issue. I don't mind if they wake each other up, because then I just put them to bed earlier.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like it all like evens out through the week. Like some mornings they wake up at like 6 or 6:30. Some mornings they wake up at 7, and like we'll put them to bed anywhere between like 6:30 and 7 at night, like depending on how sleepy they are. And I'll like wake up Cece from her nap if it's like too late. Like I'm like tight ship guys. There's too many of you.
Yeah.
I used to totally not think that way though. It wouldn't before, and when their rooms were, you know, separated, when it was like a baby and a toddler, was like I wanted everyone to like no one have uninterrupted sleep, or I wanted everyone to have uninterrupted sleep. And yeah, anyway, that's what works for us.
What about like the I'm hungry, like please can I have breakfast now, I'm so hungry? They're just used to it.
Tough luck, Chuck. Like what are you gonna starve? They are also used to, yeah, just like waking up and that breakfast is on the table at 7 a.m. like a full breakfast, and you like eat right away. And right before, like a week before you guys got here, was when we started the like doing the dishes, like, and you know, the vacuuming, all those like chores after the meals, but also in the mornings, like you got to clean your bedroom in the morning. That means like the 2-year-old picks up the books, the 4-year-old pours out the pee from the potty chair. God bless him. He's so good at that. And the 6-year-old dresses herself for school. Like everyone's got a job. Because I would like go up and have to, like, oh, and opens a curtain. Someone opens the curtains. Someone turns off the sound machine. I can't believe I was doing that for so long.
Mm.
Like, why was I opening a curtain? It's so stupid now. And now they love it. So Clara still acts like getting her uniform on for school is like such a taxing. Oh, but, so first grade, so Claire's in first grade, your girls are in kindergarten and second grade.
Yeah.
And then littles.
Oh, my other big thing with back to school, yeah, was because, yeah, the three big ones are off for the morning. I envisioned like, I'll just feel so free, or like, I'll like have something that will make me feel like I have kid free time. And I thought it was going to be this women's study, mm-hmm, through our parish, not a Bible study, but it's like church documents and saints writings, Catholic study. And I got all, I was like, my neighbor, I could probably get my neighbor to watch John for that. And it'll be so great. I was
suspicious about that, by the way, that you were like, my neighbor who just had an infant and she'll be home with her infant will babysit my 1-year-old.
No, she's watching another baby at that time. That's why she can't watch John.
God bless her. Yeah. Oh,
no, she would like love to watch John. Yeah.
Wow. Cause can you imagine if you were home alone with a 3-week-old, would you
want to watch? No, that's what I'm saying. Like, God bless her. Terrible. That's not what I would do at all.
We're not that nice. Okay. So sorry. So she can't do it, cause she's watching, yeah, someone else.
So then I got so deflated of like, oh, the one thing I wanted to do, I can't do anything. Like I looked kind of into sharing a babysitter, but I still would have been paying like $10 an hour. So it would have been $30 a week. I was like, I've never paid a weekly sitter. So would I do it for this study? And Chris was like, that's a lot of money for this. Like how many weeks is this? And I was like, yeah. And then he was like, aren't there other moms with kids John's age? And I was like, wait, yeah, there are. Anyway, figured out that the vibe of the group is very different than what I had imagined, and that there are toddlers there and it's fine. There's like, okay, food, cool, and stuff, and people, the older moms like really like having the kids there. So I'm just going to go. They were like, just sign up, just come, just bring him, see how it goes. I was like, cool. Mm. So felt better about that. And then it fell into my lap. Such a gift. Well, we'll see if it continues, but this week at least, the kid-free time is swimming. It's swimming. It's waking up at 5:25 in the morning. To go swimming. I did it on Tuesday and it was awesome. Because I'm going with friends, we carpool. We each like had our own lane, all did the same workout, got out, came home. And as I'm getting home, Chris has everyone ready and he's like walking them out the door to school. And it's just me and John. And I was like, oh, this is the best morning ever. So I'm planning to do it again tomorrow morning. Gotta go to bed. Okay. We were watching a show and I was like, it's 9:22. I need to go to bed. I was like, what? It's so early.
Swimming. You love swimming, obviously. You were so funny all summer talking about, you were like a pool bum.
We were such pool bums.
You're like, I went to the pool today and I made dinner. It was great.
Beers at the pool. That was our thing. It was like dinner and brought the beers for me and Chris. And we just, Yeah, that was a big part of the summer. And because Evangeline did swim team. So there was a week or two there where we were there every evening for swim practice. And then I was glad that it was done and kind of had a break from it with our travel.
Yeah, this was such a long break from the podcast because I moved and then you just started school. Like I started school, like we started school like a month ago, it feels like 3.5 weeks or something. So this is probably our longest break just because on both ends.
No, it feels really long just thinking back to the beginning of summer.